This is Wade Rethke with the Chief Organizer's Report. D.C. is still standing in the age of Trump, I guess. I count myself lucky when I'm not in D.C. That's not a new thing, but a lifelong habit. It's a company town, and I don't much care for the company. Sitting in Georgetown for a minute on my way to the university this evening, it's a gray, early spring day. I can tell it's early spring because there are fewer winter jackets, more shirt sleeves, and sweaters. But mainly, it's just overcast and depressing. So, welcome to Washington. Georgetown seems the same as always. No parking, wine shops and fancy clothing stores like Ralph Lauren and others. The one treat when I came into town every now and again decades ago was a burger at Five Guys. But now, they're everywhere, from airports to Missoula. I'm sitting in something that looked like it might be called Wawa's, a combination sandwich shop, coffee thing, and convenience store with a few tables and a Wi-Fi that doesn't work. Different verse? Same song. The headlines this morning screamed about the Mueller report and no finding of collusion with the Russians. The president predictably said he was exonerated, and everyone else from the columnists, editorialists, and talking heads blaring on the news. NTV cautioned equally predictably without seeing report that he was certainly not exonerated. This viewpoint included his newly appointed Attorney General Barr and his old punching bag, Ron Rothstein, the beleaguered Deputy Attorney General. They were clear as the port that none of us has seen was a minefield and a mess, but they didn't feel the evidence was conclusive enough to warrant further indictments or charges against the president. As everyone but the smallest children know, this gives the president a break, but it doesn't end his trouble since there are ongoing investigations in New York and, of course, now in the House of Representatives and numerous committees. The harpy chorus on the editorial op-ed pages of the Wall Street Journal wanted to question the time and expense, but whatever. The president has to be a happy man, and the rest of the campaigners need to recalibrate. It's been quite clear for a while that the campaign and the staffers are too incompetent and chaotic to collude with anyone effectively, much less the Russians. This was the gang that couldn't shoot straight and couldn't believe that they would win this thing. This was a campaign from top to bottom of grifters looking for the main chance to make a buck and position themselves for something, almost anything, in the future. They were trying to build a brand, not lead the band. There are a lot of good, solid grounds, both personal and political, available to beat Trump. We ought to express real joy that the Russians didn't manage the Trump campaign, thank Mueller and the Department of Justice, and go after Trump on the issues for 2020 and stop pushing rewind on 2016. That's a loser. His immorality and attention and incompetence and policy decisions need to be front and center. He can continue to rant about Hillary and McCain, lost in the past. We need to move to the future where victory lies waiting. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.